The next patient is Herbert Crystal, de las de mis CRYSTAL. This is the clinical case of a 64-year-old white male that is following the practice because of CKD stage 3B. The patient comes today for the regular follow-up. He has lost a 17 pounds. His blood pressure today is 97 over 64. And the patient has a serum creatinine that went up to 2.47 with a BUN of 33, an estimated EFR that went down to 38, and potassium of 5.5. The patient is taking lisinopril, 40 milligrams every day. We're going to stop the use of the lisinopril, and we are going to ask the patient to check the blood pressure frequently. Period. He is determined to continue losing weight, and for that reason, I don't replace the use of antihypertensives at this point. We're going to reevaluate this case in a couple of months. Number two, he has chronic obstructive pulmonary disease that is related to smoking. The patient continues to abuse the nicotine. The untoward effects were explained to the patient, not only from the peripheral vascular disease, but cardiovascular. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, hyperlipidemia associated to the administration of lisinopril. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease. We advise to treat with Pepcid rather than the administration of Tums because the Tums gave him hypercalcemia. We're going to reevaluate the case in 2 months with laboratory workup. We spent a great deal of time discussing the low potassium diet, the low protein diet, low sodium diet, and diet to avoid hyperglycemia. All the papers related to the diet were given to the patient. We need to pay special attention in food that induces hyperkalemia. The important thing in this particular case is that the patient doesn't have any proteinuria at all. The protein creatinine ratio is less than 100. So we invested 10 minutes reviewing the lab, 25 minutes in the face-to-face and the documentation, 8 minutes.